14 major points of the end time. An overview of end time Bible prophecy, part 1. Compiled by Joseph Kandel from the writings of David Brandsburg. The Bible not only tells us about yesterday, it also tells us about tomorrow. It is full of thousands of detailed prophecies that describe specific people, places, times, situations, and events. Many of these prophecies are about the final period of man's kingdoms on earth, a period known as the end time, the time in which we are now living. First major point, signs of the times. The Bible gives us numerous signs of the times, signs and signals that we are to watch for so we can know exactly how close we are to Jesus' return. These signs include drastic upsurges in the number and severity of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, according to Matthew 14:7. The gospel being preached in all the world, Matthew 14:14. Dramatic increases in international travel and scientific knowledge, according to Daniel 12:4. A great falling away from the true God as evil men and seducers grow worse and worse and deceive many, as 2 Thessalonians 2:3 and 2 Timothy 3:13 say. Unprecedented selfishness and lack of natural affection, as Matthew 24:12 and 2 Timothy 3:1 through 4 say. All this results in distress of nations, with men's hearts failing them from fear, according to Luke 21, verses 25 and 26, signs that are all obviously being fulfilled today more than ever before. Second major point, rise of the Antichrist. One of the most important signs of the end time is the rise of a totally godless Antichrist world government led by a demonic dictator who will actually be fully possessed by Satan himself. The world leader known as the Antichrist. In desperation, the world will turn to this political superman, hoping that he will be able to solve pressing problems, cure economic ills, unite international politics and religious squabbles, and defuse the nuclear time bomb, according to Daniel 8, verses 23 through 25, chapter 11, verses 21, 24. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Three major point, signing of the covenant. The Antichrist will sign a 7-year covenant or agreement by which he will bring a measure of world peace by reconciling the world's major religions, according to Daniel 9, 27a. Through this covenant, he will also somehow settle the current crisis in the Middle East by working out a compromise between the Arabs and the Jews, enabling the Jews to rebuild their temple and resume their religious animal sacrifices, according to Daniel 8:11 and 9:27, Matthew 24:15, and 2 Thessalonians 2:4. During the first half of the Antichrist's 7-year reign, people are going to think that he is wonderful because he will have brought some peace, restored the world's economy, redistributed the wealth, helped the poor, solved the Middle East crisis, and promised religious liberty, according to Daniel 11:21 through 24 and verse 39. Fourth major sign, breaking of the covenant. But suddenly, halfway through this 7-year reign, the Antichrist will break the covenant, according to Daniel 9:27b. Invade Israel from the north, according to Daniel 11, verses 28 through 31. Abolish all traditional religious worship, according to Revelation 13, verses 7 and 8. Declare that he himself is God, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:4. And demand that all the world worship him and his image, which could be some kind of computerized robot. The false prophet, the Antichrist's chief aide, who deceives the world, will make this image to the Antichrist, according to Revelation 13, verses 11 through 14, and place it at the site of the rebuilt Jewish temple, according to Daniel 11:31. This image, which the prophet Daniel referred to as the abomination of desolation, will speak and somehow have power to cause those who refuse to worship it to be killed, according to Revelation 13, verses 14 and 15. Jesus said that when we see this abomination of desolation standing at the temple, we will know that the last 3.5 years of man's rule on earth has begun, a time of great tribulation, according to Matthew 24, verses 15 and 21. Fifth major sign, great tribulation. During this final 3.5 year period, the Antichrist will enact a mandatory one-world credit system, creating a cashless society. The Antichrist government will use this new credit system to try to force everybody to submit to and worship the Antichrist. Because no one will be able to buy or sell without a personal credit number, the mark of the beast, in their hands or foreheads, according to Revelation 13 verses 16 through 18. But God's children and many others will refuse to worship the Antichrist or receive his mark, and the Lord will take care of them, according to Revelation 12, verses 6 and 14. While the Antichrist and his followers are persecuting and trying to kill their enemies, God is going to let loose pestilences and plagues that will attack the followers of the Antichrist, according to Revelation chapter 8, chapter 9, verses 1 through 11, chapter 11, verses 3 through 6. The tribulation will be like the last days of the children of Israel in Egypt, before Moses led them out. God's prophets will do mighty signs, wonders, and miracles to defend the gospel and God's children, while God sends plague after plague on their enemies, according to Revelation 11, verses 3, 5, and 6. A number of wars and the Antichrist worldwide persecution of all who refuse to worship him will make the tribulation a time of trouble such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be, as Matthew 24:21 says. But the Bible also tells us in several places and in several corroborating ways exactly how long the tribulation will last, 3.5 years, or 42 months, 1260 days from when the Antichrist sets up his image at the temple. God revealed this to encourage us to hang on and keep going for Jesus during what will be a very difficult period for Christians, according to Daniel 7:25, 12:7, Revelation 13:5, 12 verses 6 and 14, and 11:3. During this time, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits, and those of the people who understand shall instruct many, as Daniel 11:32 and 33 say. The people of the world are going to be more desperate for the truth than ever, and those who know God's word and are faithful witnesses for the Lord are going to teach and encourage millions. In spite of all that the devil's forces will do to try to stop them, millions of God's children will keep going for God till the very end. Sixth major point, nuclear war. At some point, possibly toward the end of the Great Tribulation or even after the rapture, point 7, 10 kings will join forces with the Antichrist, and together they will destroy with fire Babylon the great whore in a final judgment. From a number of scriptures, this sounds like 10 of the leading nations of Europe, or perhaps 10 kings refers to the European community as a whole, will unite with Russia and turn on the United States in a nuclear first strike that will destroy her in 1 hour, according to Revelation 17, verses 12, 13, 16, 17, and Revelation 18, verses 2, 7, and 8. How and when all of this will play out is still unclear, but as the time draws nearer, we will see exactly how these verses will be fulfilled. Seven major point, the rapture. At the end of the final 3.5 years, immediately after the tribulation of those days, just when the Antichrist thinks he has the world in his grasp, Jesus will return to rescue all of his children out of this world. The Antichrist forces will be shocked as they too see the Lord coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, as Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31 and Revelation 1, 7 say. When Jesus returns, all of God's saved children will be gloriously resurrected in what is known as the rapture. The Apostle Paul writes, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 and 52. The graves of all the Christians who have already died will burst open, and they will receive new supernatural bodies like Jesus' body after he was resurrected. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 and 17. To be continued.